Need a big hit from their big man. Harper swings and misses. Outfield slightly the other way. The pitch. Harper swings and misses. No balls, two strikes to Harper. Manaea kicks the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck it out on three pitches. Another sweeper way outside. And Harper flailing at it.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 after a joke of a baseball game up in New York yesterday. Mets 7, Phillies 2. And good morning, Hugh, as we sit here on a Wednesday on the brink of elimination for the Phillies in their 2024 season. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, man, I said it last night and I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you just got to take the points. Take what's given to you. And I know, let me just be clear. I know that was not the biggest turning point in that game last night.
Well, it was one of them.
When Baum, you know, tried to take second and got caught. But it was one of those things where you feel like the momentum shifted and not in our favor when that happened. So you got to take what's given to you.
Yeah, there were a lot of momentum shifts last night. The Mets obviously hit a couple home runs early, but I didn't think that was the game. I didn't think the home runs of, you know, from Winker and Alonso were the game. There was still a lot of game left. That sixth inning, you heard it there with the strike. That's where I thought the game was lost. That sixth inning where they get the walk from Schwarber, the walk from Turner. They weren't good at-bats. Manaea looked like he was tiring a little bit
after. He was getting tired, Joe. Yeah. He was tired.
He was, but they gave him new life. Harper
gave him life.
Look, Bryce Harper has done a lot of great things at Philadelphia, and he's had so many big October at-bats. That's the worst at-bat I've ever seen him have in October. He was going to kill it.
He saw the moment. He saw the moment. Two runners on, and he was like, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah,
I'm about to kill this.
Yeah, and the pitcher took advantage of that over-aggressiveness from Bryce. And then, look, that's just kind of bad luck, the Castellanos double play. He hit it relatively hard right at someone. There were two guys on base, and, you know, boom, double play, you're out of the inning. Then the bottom of the inning, I thought Nola got danced in and out of trouble. Obviously, the two solo home runs.
He got hit kind of hard.
He did. No ground balls. But the sixth inning, you could tell, he got tired. They left him in to load the bases. Somehow, they almost got out of that inning. I mean, they almost had a magic act there to get out of the inning. But, of course, Marte with the hit, and away we go. The game was pretty much over there. And now we sit here, Hugh, as we look forward to game number four tonight. And there is, I feel it. I mean, I feel, listening to the morning show today, looking at their Twitter poll, early on, what people are saying on ours, we're going to talk to people all day on the phones, 215-592-9494. Hugh, I sense that this city right now has a sense of dread, of doom, a feeling that this thing is over. And here's what I'll say to that. We all realize they're in trouble. This is big trouble. This is
not where you want to be.
No, it's bad. We all get that. And they're throwing a pitcher out there tonight, unless something drastic changes. I expect Ranger Suarez to start this game tonight. That has not pitched well for the past, you know, 4 months. But for whatever reason, I'm not yet willing to say at 10:05, you know, hours before the game, that this thing is over. That you have to lose three times. You have to lose three times in a five-game series to lose. They have lost twice. This series is not over yet. We got a baseball game tonight. I recognize how bad it looks right now. I was embarrassed for them last night with the way they played. The bottom of the order in this series has been dreadful. Dreadful. I can't watch another Austin Hayes at-bat. I can't watch these guys swing at the bottom of the order. I mean, they're getting overmatched. The first three games have been the opposite of what you want. They got a baseball game to win tonight, though. And until they lose it, I'm not willing to say this thing is over yet. 215-592-9494. Hugh, your gut feeling after watching last night as we head towards game four. How are you feeling this morning?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I'm shook. Mm. And last night, watching that game and watching them do everything that they said they weren't going to do. It's one of those times where you feel like, man, what's going on?
Yep.
And then to top it off, Bryce had the pitcher was on the ropes. Manaea looked like he was on the ropes. And for you to take those three swings like that, didn't let anything breathe. It was like almost like you saw your moment. Another, like, you've had them before.
He tries to play hero.
Yeah. You've had these moments before, but I don't think at that time that was warranted, because you saw the guys in front of you. They were working the pitches. He was getting tired. But he almost went eight innings on you last night.
Mm-hmm.
He almost pitched a complete game. Take the points, man. Take the points. But to answer your question, I still believe in this team. I'm not going to give up. It's going to be tough, though, man, because everybody's talking about Ranger and what he was in the beginning of the season and how they hope that he can get back to that. That's what we're talking about. Everything is – is hinging on how well Ranger does tonight.
Well, and how long they let him go, and the tight. It's Tim. We're going to go through it later. We'll kind of concoct our pitching plan for tonight. How the heck they're going to get 27 outs tonight to try to win a baseball game? It's going to be a magic act. It's going to almost be like a high wire get across to the other side act by Topper. Can they find a way tonight? I get why everyone is down right now. There's no way you watch the first three games and feel up. I just am not willing to say to start this show this thing is over yet. I've watched the same games you have. And this looks a lot like last year, just in reverse. It looks like the Braves-Philly series from last year. We're playing the other side this time. You know, Game 3 last year was a rout by the Phillies here. It was the attaboy Harper game. He hit a couple home runs. That was last night. The Mets routed us. And now we got to go back and try to find a way. Let's hear from Topper after the game last night about that sixth inning at-bat for Harper. It's when I felt the game was lost right there. They needed to score that inning. They didn't. Here's Topper on Harper.
I think that's just a situation where he's trying to do too much, trying to get the club, put the club on his shoulders. And again, it's about passing the baton and relying on your teammates.
It's so funny that they say it, and then the moment hits, and they don't do it.
Do the opposite thing.
Especially Harper, you know, because I know it's challenging, Hugh, because he wants to be the hero, and often they don't throw him pitches to hit because the Mets don't want him to do it, right? They know he's the most capable player we have. He's got to be willing to take a walk there. I mean, if he takes a walk and Manaea loads the bases on three straight walks with Castellanos coming up, the Phillies have a real chance to break that game open.
You got a shot to get back in it. You got a shot to take over and all of that. I don't understand it. It's almost like we've talked all week long about moments and taking what's being given to you and not chasing pitches and all of this other good stuff, and did the same thing again last night.
Well, the frustrating part is the Mets do the opposite. They seem like they hit some home runs, obviously, a lot in this series so far with Alonso and Winker yesterday, but they put the bat on the ball. They move the baton. If I have to watch Marte, he look like an old man swinging and hitting singles up the middle for runs. I'm going to lose my mind, but we got that yesterday. Let's hear from Harper after the game. What happened that sixth inning?
Frustrating was that bat there, the sixth inning, in terms of where you're looking for a certain spot and didn't get it, or aggressive?
No, I mean, he just made some good pitches. First pitch changeup, thought it was a really good pitch to hit, and then, threw me two banger sliders.
Well, they did. And look, Manaea is a good pitcher, and that's got to be a tough at-bat for Harper, but he's got to be better, and they got to be better. The pitching wasn't good. The bullpen's been a disaster this series. Nola was only okay. We needed more out of him yesterday. And then the bottom of the order. I mean, some of the numbers on the bottom of the order are atrocious. Some of the swings we saw last night, atrocious. The Bohm base running and his at-bats, atrocious. Let's react to it all and look forward to tonight. 215-592-9494. Kyle, gut feeling. I mean, you felt six at the beginning of this series. Now we're down 2-1. Is this series over?
I'm over it. I'm waving the white flag. I'm tucking my tail in. I'm cowering, hiding under the table. I don't know. Anybody who says this thing's not over is honestly just fooling themselves, like lying to themselves.
I'm going down with the ship.
Oh, that's fine. You can see it in both teams' eyes. The Mets might as well be tucked in with a warm glass of milk in that batter's box while we look like we're scared to death. Like, there's just such a difference in the swagger and confidence of both of these teams. How can I pretend that I'm confident when the Phillies don't look confident at all? They're going to go down sad with a whimper tonight. This thing is over with.
I hope you're wrong. I really hope you're wrong. The way they came back Sunday gives me a feeling they won't. Maybe they'll lose tonight. I mean, they very well could lose tonight. It's obviously. We've seen the first three games here. They've been leading for very few of these innings. I believe they're going to... Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'll come in here tomorrow and say they embarrassed me and all of us. I think they're going to come out with fight tonight. Maybe they lose. I mean, they certainly could lose the game because the Mets are playing better and really have played better since June. But I think they're going to come out and give us a better effort tonight. 215-592-9494. We'll get all your reaction after the break. Do you feel like this thing is over? Where are you this morning as we head towards Game 4? We got a lot to talk about throughout the show. What the lineup should be tonight. Should Alec Bohm play? I think you already know my feeling on that. I can't. I can't anymore with this guy. Bryce Harper, the pitching plan for tonight, we'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. Your gut feeling on this Wednesday morning as we get set for game number 4 in New York. A game that has a lot on the line, not just for this season, not just for this series, but really, I think, for the future of the franchise. Tonight is a huge game, one of the biggest games in franchise history. Where are you at? Gut feeling, is this thing over? Hugh and I are going down with the ship. Kyle has jumped. Kyle's in the life raft and saying, good luck, guys. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.